And so in the long illustrious history of the America's Cup for the Challengers Final, for the first time in Europe, it is the Louis Vuitton Cup Final featuring Luna Rossa from Italy, from Europe, against Team New Zealand from the other side of the world. It is a tantalising prospect.
It certainly is, and of course the last time they met as teams was where one was a defender and one was the challenger. Not that that will count for an awful lot. I think what's fascinating about it and what we've seen in the semi-finals, and perhaps what might be a bit of a worry, is that if you look back at the statistics of the races so far, so many of these races, if not all of them, have been won at the start and up the first beat. And it seems to suggest that if you get the start right, if your weather team's right, and you pick the right side of the first leg and you get ahead, it is incredibly difficult to get back. We might just be seeing a return to the America's Cup being about a sailing race, and maybe even something that is actually won or lost in the first 10 minutes of the game.
Matthew, I know you can get past my accent, but can I also put this to you? That because BMW or Oracle were awful and so disappointing, does that flatter to deceive and make Luna Rossa look better than they actually are?
It might do. It might. I think that's something that the Kiwis in particular will have to be looking at long and hard as to whether have Luna Rossa really improved that much or were they just, as you say, looking that much better. I think one would have to look at it from a point of view of saying, let's just assume that they are really that much better. If they're not, and that Oracle was just making them look good, we'll take that as a bonus. But let's just treat it as if they are a really strong team. And I don't think they'll need to convince themselves of that. I think that will be their strategy. And I think also the way they were sailing the boat. I mean, you saw, we were watching the way they changed their strategy. They were Wild West kids in the first race they did, and they were shooting all over the ocean. They realised on the second race when they lost to BMW that wasn't really going to work, and that if they wanted to go through, they were going to have to calm things down. They did progressively calm things down, and by the end of the semi-finals, they'd improved their, strategy enormously, and they were a calm, solid team that are going to be very, very difficult to beat.
So talking about Wild West, I mean, do you think it will be the two starting helmsmen coming through the barn doors at 10 paces, six guns out?
I think there's a very good chance that that'll be it. And I suspect, listening to what some of the team, what Dean and what Terry Hutchinson were saying just at the end of the semi-finals, that they recognise that that is one of the areas that they're potentially vulnerable. There's no question. Spithill is the golden boy at this cup at the moment. He's an incredible starting helmsman to watch. He's good around the rest of the track, but he's such an exciting sailor to watch. And he's lethal. You get on the wrong side of him and you know it. And I have to say, the Kiwis haven't been starting as well. That seems to be where their weak point is. I hear little hints that they feel that that's it as well, and they're going to be working on that and watching it. But it is going to be a pretty the pre-start's going to be absolutely fascinating between these two.
Matthew Sheehan is the outstanding editor for Technical and Racing for the wonderful magazine called Yachting World. And I'm Peter Montgomery from Valencia.